Sura Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jasura Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivare Dadi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivare Dadi Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Kachaja Ashtotarita Shishimad Vahaya Charanaravindam Bhakti Viranta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Kuri Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskan Vibhiti Sangstapa Kachaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Sham Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navari Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Shri Mari Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Shri Mari Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sam Veda Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Srila Prabhupada Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30 entitled The Activities of the Prachetas. Text number 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Kamala Kinjalka Nama Kamala Kinjalka Pishangamala Vasase Pishangamala Vasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Nama Kamala Kinjalka Pishanga Malavasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Nama Kamala Kinjalka Pishanga Malavasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Nama Kamala Kinchalka Vishangamala Vasase Vataya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Nama Kamala Kinchalka Vishangamala Vasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Nama Kamala Kinchalka Vishanga Malavasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Nama Kamala Kinchalka Pishanga Malavasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Ladies. Nama Kamala Kinjalka Vishanga Malavasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Sakshine Nama Kamala Kinjalka Vishanga Malavasase Sarvabhuta Nivasaya Namo Yungs Mahi Vashine Namaha Obeisances Kamala Kinjalka Like the saffron in a lotus flower Pishanga Yellowish, Amala, spotless, Vasase, unto him whose garment, Sarvabhuta, of all living entities, Nivasaya, the shelter, Namaha, obeisances, Ayungs Mahi, let us offer Sakshine unto the Supreme Witness. Translation. Dear Lord, the garment you have put on is yellowish in color, like the saffron of a lotus flower, but it is not made of anything material. Since you live in everyone's heart, you are the direct witness of all the activities of all living entities. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the dress of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His all-pervasive nature are described. The Lord puts on a dress that is yellow, but such a garment is never to be considered material. The garments of the Lord are also the Lord. They are non-different from the Lord because they are spiritual in nature. The word Sarva Bhuta Nivasaya further clarifies how Lord Vishnu lives in everyone's heart and acts as the direct witness of all the activities of the conditioned soul. Within this material world, the conditioned soul has desires and acts in accordance with these desires. All these acts are observed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15. Sarvashichaham ridisani visto matasmi tirgyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Lord is present in everyone's heart, and He gives the living entity intelligence. According to the desires of the living entity, the Lord makes him remember or forget. If the living entity is demoniac and wants to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord gives him the intelligence to be able to forget the Supreme Lord forever. Similarly, when a devotee wants to serve the Supreme Lord, the Lord, as Paramatma, gives the devotee the intelligence to make progress in devotional service. The Lord directly witnesses our activities and experiences our desires. The Supreme Lord gives us the facilities to act in the way we wish. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, the Prajetas are now glorifying the Lord after having darshan of Supreme Lord Vishnu. So they immediately began to offer nice prayers, and this is one of them. And as Srila Prabhupada mentions, they're making two points in the purport. One, they're talking about the dress of the Lord and the Lord's feature as a Paramatma. The Supreme Lord, whatever is connected with Him is called Tadiya. That is which connected with something or someone else. So the Lord's Tadiya, that which connected with Him, is always transcendental. And His dress, in many places it's described how he wears a yellow dress. And further description here, like the saffron in the lotus flower. It's that kind of yellowish color. So the Lord is an individual. He's a person. The Lord is not something impersonal. And just as we have our likes and our dislikes, so similarly the Lord has His likes and His dislikes. And it just so happens that He likes to wear a yellow dress, and therefore He does. But unlike the conditioned souls, they do something in the material world for sense gratification, and therefore it's material. But whatever the Lord does, because He's completely transcendental, whatever He does is also transcendental. So the Prachetas mentioning the Lord's dress as being yellow, it also refers to the Lord's transcendental nature. He's known as Svarat, are completely independent, and therefore His wearing a yellow dress or yellow garments exhibits this independent nature of the Lord. The living entity is also Svarat, just like the Lord is Svarat, but the living entity has a tendency to be attracted either by the spiritual energy of the Lord or by the material energy of the Lord. When the living entity is attracted by the spiritual energy of the Lord, he engages in what's known as Chinmay Ras, or the relationship of the servant and the served, Chinmay Ras. But when the living entity comes in the material world out of a desire to be independent from the Supreme Lord, that Chinmay Ras relationship turns into Atma and Paramatma. So the living entity always has relationship with the Lord. It's never at any point that he can cut off this relationship with the Lord. He may be forgetting, he may be wanting, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, due to demoniac nature and sinful, lusty desires, he may be wanting to forget the Lord. So the Lord makes arrangement for the living entity to do just that, to forget him. And we can see in the material world, there's so many activities that can take up the full attention of the conditioned soul. When I was coming here on the train from St. Louis, I saw everybody had a kind of gadget. Somebody was on their cell phone, somebody was on their iPad or their iTablet, and they had a game going or they had a movie going. They had something that their mind was preoccupied with, right? So Krishna, his tendency to try to fulfill the desires of a living entity, he's anumastra, anupadrastha. He oversees what they do as the Paramatma, and he allows them. He makes arrangements for them to do that. So if they want to forget them, then he makes so many different ways that they can forget him. Similarly, if the living entity wants to remember the Lord, if he wants to reestablish his relationship with the Lord in that Chinmay Ras of servant and the served, then the Lord also makes arrangements for that, depending upon the desire of the living entity. What keeps the conditioned soul from establishing that relationship is material desires. As the material desires increase, the desire to think of Krishna and remember Krishna diminishes. As the desire to think of Krishna and serve Krishna increases, the material desires diminish. It's something like a scale. You don't see here so much, but in India, if you go to buy sabji or fruit or anything, they have a scale. On one side, they put the weight. You say you want 1 kilo, they put a kilo weight over here. Then they put that much of the object you want to buy on the other side, and they see that it becomes even, right? So the material desires and our percentage of desire to know Krishna is like that scale. If we have 99% material desires, then there's only 1% of devotion to Krishna. And vice versa, if we have more desire to serve Krishna, then there's less desire to try and to enjoy in the material world. So the process of devotional service means increasing that percentage of desire to serve Krishna and diminishing our desires to try to enjoy in this material world. That actually is the thermometer. Just like when you get sick, you take a thermometer and see if you have any fever, right? And if you have a fever, then you can take the precautionary measures to lower the fever. In the same way, we can understand our advancement in Krishna consciousness by how many material desires we have, right? And our ability to become callous to those material desires, right? Material desires will come. Thoughts for material enjoyment will come. But the devotee of the Lord, he ignores them. He's able to just not pay attention to them, right? Srila Prabhupada said, just like me, I took sannyas, but it's not like I never had thoughts of my family. But I did not act on those thoughts, he said. Right? So that's a good lesson for us, that so many ideas will come for us to become diverted from the process of devotional service. But if we stick to the program and we don't act on those things, then we'll be able to make gradual and steady progress towards the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal is to have love of Godhead. Prema Paramarthamahan. There's different realizations of the Supreme Lord. There's realization of his Brahman feature. There's realization of his feature as the Paramatma being situated within every living entity's heart. And there's the realization of the Lord's Bhagavan feature, and that is possessing all opulences and interacting with his devotees in a loving relationship. And the other two realizations, that relationship is not developed, right? In Brahman realization, one understands the Lord is all-pervasive and all-powerful and omnipotent, right? But there's no interaction. There's the concept or the idea of rendering service is not there. Similarly, in the Paramatma realization, right? The meditating devotee or yogi realizes the Lord and he sees the form of the Lord and he becomes very much enthralled, just like the prajetas are attracted by the Lord's dress. So the yogis, when he's meditating on the Lord, he sees each and every part of the Lord's transcendental form and he becomes very much absorbed in that. Like the Lord's lotus feet covered with tulsi leaves, right? And then the yogi gradually meditates up the form of the Lord to his ankles, his thighs, his waist, his garland, which is adorned with the five kinds of different flowers, Vaijantimala. And the bees are hovering. He meditates on the bees hovering around the garland of the Lord. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that the yogis, they meditate in this way. And sometimes in Bombay, I had the experience of that. They put a garland on Srila Prabhupada in the Juhu Temple. And the Juhu Temple's outside. It's not closed. It's more or less open to the sky. So sometimes the bees come and they try to enter into the garland of you know, that's on Srila Prabhupada there in the Juhu Temple. So the bees are hovering around the garland. And this way, in the same way, the yogis, they're meditating on the Lord's garland in that way, and the bees trying to get the honey from the garland of the Lord. And then the yogis, they meditate on the smiling face of the Lord and his beautiful raised eyebrows, right? It's said that the eyebrows of the Lord are arched and they're very attractive and they act just like bows, like a bow and arrow, right? And they destroy like a weapon the lusty desires that are within the heart to enjoy within this material world because the Lord's eyebrows are so attractive. And the yogis that meditate on the Lord's forearms, and he's carrying conch shell, disc, and he has a lotus flower and his club, right? So they meditate how the conch shell, when it blows, it enlivens the devotees, but it terrorizes the demons. The demons become filled with fear when they hear the Lord's conch shell. But the devotees become encouraged, just like Duryodhana on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Bhima and Arjuna sounded their conch shells, Duryodhana became concerned about what was going to happen in this fight. So that's the nature of the demons. When they hear the kirtan party, they become concerned. What is that? Right? When the devotees hear the kirtan party, they become enlivened, right? So that's the difference between the two living entities, the devotees of the Lord and the demons. The devotees become enlivened by the Lord and everything in connection with the Lord, and the demons, they are not attracted by the Lord because they're in competition with the Lord. They think that they are supreme. And who is this? Who is there that's better than me? Right? That's their idea. But the devotees, they always have the mentality that the Lord is great and we are very insignificant and we're very fortunate to be able to render him devotional service. And just see how kind the Lord is. He comes with each and every living entity, even though they're trying to forget him. They don't want to have anything to do with him. If you had a friend that didn't want to have anything to do with you, didn't want to see your face, didn't want to talk to you, what would you think? Okay, forget it. I don't need you either, right? But the Lord, he doesn't do that. He's so kind. He comes with the living entity, even though he's mistreating him so badly, right? He never thinks of him. He's not interested at all. In fact, he's doing so many things that are against the interests of the Lord, right? Like committing so many sinful activities, gambling, taking intoxication, eating meat. All these things are against the interest of the Lord and the interest of the living entity. But still the Lord patiently is there as the Paramatma waiting. He's simply waiting for the time when the living entity becomes frustrated in all these activities and he turns to him. And as soon as he makes that turn, then the Lord is already there to help him in so many ways. Like, for instance, he'll give him a book on Krishna consciousness. Right? Or he'll let him hear the devotees doing kirtan. And he'll hear the holy name and the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Ram. And by that association, the living entity becomes purified. Becomes purified to the point where he could actually take up the process, which then the process is being in the association of devotees and hearing about the Lord and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and then ultimately glorifying the Lord. So this is the process, and if one is very fortunate to be able to take up the process, then he can reestablish his lost relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we don't have to worry, because Krishna will give us the intelligence whereby which we can make advancement in devotional service. Right? All we have to do is try to be sincere. And we can show that sincerity by simply following the process, Srila Prabhupada said. Rising early in the morning, attending Mangalarti, chanting japa, worshiping the Acharya Srila Prabhupada, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the process. If we regularly go on performing this, even though our mind is telling us to do something else, even though our mind is not attracted by these activities and can suggest some unlimited things for what else we can do, but if we go on continuing to do it, then you reestablish that relationship with Krishna. He starts to look after you, right? And to help us in devotional service. Actually, devotional service is something that's ever fresh. There's always something new and enlivening about devotional service. Right? And the Supreme Lord, the only thing that gets in the way of that ever freshness, because devotional service is non-different from Krishna, and Krishna is ever fresh, right? He's always a youthful form, beautiful form. So devotional service is just like that. But what stales our attraction for devotional service is the increase of material desires, this lust. And so we always have to be very, very cautious with the lusty desires that arise within the heart. And we have to pray to Krishna to help us to diminish these lusty desires. and that's not a very easy thing to do. So that's the real challenge for the devotee who's taken up this process of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, trying to attain pure devotional service and trying to become a pure devotee is like declaring war on the material energy. Right? And Srila Prabhupada said that the material energy is very powerful, Maya. She's very, very powerful. And unless we become very sincere, she can easily defeat us. So one time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, well, how do you be sincere, Srila Prabhupada? And he answered, by being sincere. And that sincerity, it manifests itself simply by sticking to the process of devotional service. And there's one helpful thing that we can do in this endeavor to become pure devotees. It seems like an insurmountable task considering our past conditioning. We have so much conditioning, so much extra baggage from not only in this lifetime, but from so many lifetimes. Because when the living entity leaves the body, the living entity travels to the next body in a subtle body, right? It's described in Bhagavatam that just like the aroma of a rose is carried by the wind to your nostril, and therefore you can smell that aroma, right? So there's a separation between the aroma and the wind. But the wind carries the aroma of the rose. In the same way, when the soul leaves the body, the soul is carried by the subtle body to the next body. And what is that subtle body? That subtle body is mind, intelligence, and false ego. So we're carrying with us for so many lifetimes the same mind, the same false ego, and that same contaminated intelligence, right? So not only do we have the impressions that are there in this life, but we have the impressions of so many lifetimes that are built up. So when you think about overcoming all of these conditions and conditioning that we've had, not only in this life, but so many millions of lifetimes, it seems like an insurmountable task to come to the platform of pure devotional service. But there's a nice story in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna talks about a little sparrow who lost her eggs to the ocean, and she asked the ocean for the eggs back. But the ocean didn't care for the demands of this small little sparrow. But Garuda saw that, and Garuda is a very powerful personality, saw that the sparrow was in trouble and went to her assistance. And she was telling the ocean, if you don't give back my eggs, I'll peck all the water out of you. Right? And the ocean just kind of thought, hmm. But when Garuda came and said, listen, I'm going to help her, then the ocean began to think, okay, here's the eggs back. Right? So the material energy is powerful, but the material energy is nothing in front of Krishna. Nothing at all. She can't even stand in front of Krishna. Some of you might not have the experience, but if you go to a village in India, especially in Uttar Pradesh, in the villages, the ladies are very shy, right? And they don't go in front of men. If they go in front of men, they completely cover their face, right? And they will never, maybe also in Andhra Pradesh also, the ladies are like that. They're very shy in front of men. They're not like that, okay. But in Uttar Pradesh, they're like that. They're very shy, and they won't come in front of men or strangers. They'll keep to the background. So Maya's like that in front of Krishna. She can't come in front of Krishna. She always stays to the background, right? And so therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, if you always keep yourself with Krishna, then Maya can't touch you, right? Just like if you keep yourself near the fire, then the cold can't touch you, right? So keep yourself always next to Krishna and Maya can't touch you. I'm trying to figure out where's the fire in this temple so I can stay warm myself. We're not used to this kind. My blood got thin for being 32 years in Bombay. Can't take the cold so much. But anyway, the point is to stay next to Krishna. And the best way to stay next to Krishna is to chant Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So we're fortunate. We have the holy Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has given us the holy name. He's given us the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, Kishore Kishori, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. We can meditate on them. Just like the meditating yogi, he sees the Lord within his heart that the Prajetas are mentioning, right? That he's Sarvabhuta Nivasaya, he's within everyone's heart. So the Lord is so kindly, he's in our heart, but he's also manifested himself here in the altar so that we can meditate on him. We can see his beautiful dress, and we can think about his dress and the color of his dress and the color of his garland and the way he's dressed and his mukut. And all the things that are in relation to the Lord, it's transcendental. It's completely transcendental. It's purifying by meditating on the form of the Lord. It's keeping ourselves connected closely with the Supreme Lord so that Maya can't touch us. Maya tries to infiltrate, and one of the ways that she tries to infiltrate, especially in a group of devotees, is by creating dissension. So this is one of the things that the Prachetas did. They worked together, right? They were brothers, and they worked together for the satisfaction of the Lord. This pleases the Lord very much. In fact, this is one of the most pleasing things to the Lord that there is that when he sees devotees are working together in a cooperative spirit for his pleasure, tremendous results can come. We're not in this by ourselves. We're in this together, right? That's why Srila Prabhupada called it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's a society. A society means a group of people that interact and have relationships. So when those relationships are based on service to Krishna and trying to please Krishna, then he becomes very, very pleased, and some wonderful results can happen, right? And the result is that more and more people will become attracted by that, because in the material world, everyone is in it for themselves. They're working cooperatively to some degree, but what is that cooperation? For their individual sense gratification. So it's like a dichotomy. Working together for yourself, right? What you can get out of it. And that's the end of it, right? So that doesn't work. But working together for the satisfaction of Krishna's satisfaction, his senses, satisfying Govinda, the one who really gives pleasure to the senses, that works. He becomes pleased. When he's pleased, then automatically we become pleased, right? So if we really want the mercy of Krishna, we should have that mood of cooperation so that we can please Kishore Kishori, Gornitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Then automatically we'll become pleased. And for one who has this mentality, Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar Devotion that they have an adhikari, right? Their entrance into the spiritual world becomes their inherited right, right? So these are some of the points that are there in this verse. Are there any questions? Yes.
And on Gaurlila, we see Kala Krishna Das was with Lord Chaitanya, and still he got allured by the Bhattaharis. Right. They were able to allure him.
Right.
And so hearing that, one can feel very discouraged. That here he is with the Supreme Lord directly, and still it appears that Maya was able to allure him. So how do we dissipate such discouraging thoughts?
Well, even some devotees who had personal association with Srila Prabhupada, they were his servant, right? Satchrup Maharaj was Srila Prabhupada's servant in Bombay. And he was feeling kind of restless. And he was thinking he would do some other service. So he was a little bit embarrassed to say directly, but he put a note on Srila Prabhupada's desk on top of those days' letters that he was going to read, that he wanted to do some other service. So Srila Prabhupada didn't say anything right away, but then a little while later he said, "Don't be restless like a monkey. Stick to your service." Right? So that's our unfortunate situation. We're just like restless monkeys, you know. And even though one has the personal association of the spiritual master, still he's thinking he wants to do something else. And instead of trying to do what the spiritual master wants him to do. Yeah, that Kala Krishnadas got attracted by the Bhattaharis, right? Who pose themselves as saintly persons, but they go out looking for women and do all kinds of nefarious activities. So he got affected by their association. So you can see what is the power of association. Even though Kala Krishnadas had the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his personal servant, right, by being infected by the association of others, you know, he went away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But just see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He went there, and they attacked him, and they threw the weapons at him, knives and swords, and they threw at Mahaprabhu. And the weapons turned around and attacked them. And then he grabbed his servant by the hair and pulled him out of that association. So see how merciful the Lord is also, that even though we're going off in the wrong direction, somehow or another, he pulls us back to devotional service. I saw that in some of the older devotees. They got into Maya and went away from the association of devotees. But I saw that many times Srila Prabhupada pulled them back right in the nick of time, you would say. One example was Buddhimanta, one of the first book distributors, right? And he started the big book distribution by going to a gas station, and when the attendant filled up the gas, in those days they used to put the gas in for you. And then instead of him taking money, Buddhimanta convinced them to take a Krishna book instead of taking money for the gas. So then the devotees got a little excited, and they said, wow, let's try something else. They started going door to door with these Krishna books, and they were selling 3, 4, 5. They got up to 10 Krishna books a day. So that was Buddhimanta. Later on, he went to Australia and started book distribution in Australia. And then some time after Prabhupada left, he kind of got into Maya. But then he had a brain tumor, and he got himself together. He left America. He went to Vrindavan. He was living in Vrindavan. Right? He was staying in the guest house in Vrindavan. And I saw that even though he was in a weakened condition due to his health, he was out in front of the Krishna Balaram temple, and he was selling some books to the people that came to the temple. Even he didn't know the language, still he was trying to get the books out. And then gradually, as his disease increased, he left his body. But he left his body in Vrindavan in association with the devotees and who were chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. So that's kind of an example where the spiritual master picks you up even from Maya and helps you get to the, you know, to the goal. And there's many examples like that of different devotees that happened to. So not that we should, you know, say, okay, I'm going to fall down into Maya and, you know, my spiritual master will pick me up. No, you shouldn't think like that. Just like you don't think that I don't go to school because I'm going to get an honorary degree later on. So no use to study now. No, you should try your best, work your hardest, give it your sincere effort. But even still, there may be some accident. You know, Prabhupada talks that even on the royal road, sometimes there's accidents. But we see still, devotional service is so wonderful and so powerful, and the Lord is so kind that he picks up his devotees even though they fall. Does that answer your question? Any other questions? Yeah.
Prabhu, I really appreciated your comparison of the balance of our attachment for Krishna and material desires and the warning to very carefully guard against material desires. Sometimes it seems that without enough maturity or experience, it's difficult to discriminate the material desires. In other words, it's described they can look like the bhakti creeper, but they can be not the bhakti creeper, material desires. So how can we carefully, you know, distinguish whether those desires are material or they're seeming like devotional desires?
Well, that's why it's really important to always have a devotee that you can bounce things off of. Because just like when you're editing a book or you're writing a book, you can't find your own mistakes. You need to give it to an editor, and they go through it, and they can find the mistakes for you. So that's why it's important to have association with devotees. On your own, you won't be able to find out. But the devotees will easily tell you, Prabhuji, you're in Maya. I remember there was this one devotee, his name was Shoshilya, and he was our cook in the St. Louis temple. A nice devotee. But then he got married and it didn't work and he wound up at home. And one day he came to the Sunday feast and there was another devotee named Atendriya who was out on, he was part of the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party. And they were like really fired up bunch of brahmacharis and were out every day on book distribution. So they were out that day and it was a Sunday feast. He came back just in time to take the feast, naturally. And so he sat down, and right across from him was Cecilia. He was in his karmi clothes, and he was kind of embarrassedly taking the feast, you know. And he saw him, he said, "Cecilia, you're in Maya." And Cecilia turned to me and said, "He's really subtle, isn't he?" So the Devotees Association, they'll be right there to help you figure it out for you. You don't have to worry about that. Just keep association with devotees. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitaye Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.